Because previously I think we had the data chips, which are for the reasons that they now setting up, by the way, in that JSC submission. Now, in the JSC submission, I see they raised this issue again. Quite frankly, I am a very confused about, I mean, what I thought was a reconciliation turned out to be something that so, I mean, I think this is the one thing that perhaps the future should be engaged with. And just give us some sense, because our presence, as you know, would be the ethics issue then. But I don't want to tamper it too much, because, as I said, the goal of some of the committees were taken by the department to further the sum. Please see and be right this time. The department has taken the committee board and consulted further with the judiciary. And this goal is as a result of those negotiations. And so in a sense, the things that we had suggested in previous goals are no longer with us in this version of the goal because of that engagement with the judiciary from the side of the department. Now, this particular one is very confusing considering that what we had thought was a concession, in other words, that the Chief Justice is now the President of the Judicial Conduct Commission, and that we have said the Deputy Chief Justice is the President of the obviously, this is because we have a different seal mechanism. The Chief Justice can't actually concern this chairperson or this abuse. Then they raised in that JSC stuff a whole lot of things in contact that is not something very the one issue that I've been really looking at, Mr. Delange, is this issue of approach. You recall I said to you that what we must do is we must have Parliament play a role because the code is going to be on legal force. And the problem, you see, what you've got there is the Chief Justice acting in consultation with the minister must publish blah blah blah. But remember, if this is legislation, then the minister tables a proposal to Parliament. It's not the Chief Justice that would do this. In terms of the accepted procedures in Parliament. So what you might want to do there, and I know that you have said the Chief Justice acting after consultation with the minister at that point, but that's not going to help any because what you're going to require is for somebody to table that stuff to Parliament. And normally it's not the Chief Justice that's the minister. So I think what you must do is talk it over actually the minister acting in consultation with the chief justice. That way, neither one of them has got an authority to say in the matter, and then the staff must be tabled within 6 months. The issue of what happens in the 6 month period is not there. So they sit in the chief justice and the minister consult, but within 6 months of the commencement of the act, nothing comes to pass. What then happens? So they'll need to then have some kind of a deadlock breaking mechanism, and I'm still thinking of what the possibilities are there. So one could be that they must just both submit to the speaker their version, if there is a quite simple version. That's the one that they must do to submit. And their parliament will then eventually pass that to the law. The other one, of course, is that if they fail to do it in 6 months, then Parliament can just take over the bill. So either way, there are options there, but they need to be, I think, a good option. Because clearly, if the 6 months is not made, then the thing can go on forever. And there's no end to it. Okay. And then, especially when it comes to the review of the code, which is in that sub-4 on page 8. Again, I don't know if we spoke to you about this, but that must again come to Parliament. Any amendments to start and come to Parliament to amend. Okay. So that's three. Then the register. This one, I just don't know what you're going to do with this. But look, my stance is fairly firm on the issue of sub 2. You recall I said to you that I don't think that you can exempt judges or just because they're no longer in active service. So that one there, I think you must definitely do it up to be suspended. For example, the one thing, and I think maybe you know what would be a good idea. It would be a good idea to look at, and maybe even the stuff that the committee has done before, because it may contain all of these other details. For example, what we have to do as parliamentarians is every year we have to update them. There's no such thing yet. And then the question is, I'm still not sure, you know, I remember we having this discussion about the executive technique and how the person is going to effectively fulfill the functions of a register. But if that person is going to fulfill the functions of a register member's interest or member's interest or then I think we must have those powers and functions stipulated somehow. I see that we've got regulations, but I don't know if those powers and functions can be stipulated and registered in regulations. At least there should be a principle in the legislation to say that there are certain powers and functions, and then the rest of it can be in regulations. So the thing that I'm thinking of, for example, is every year I know I get a notice from the registrar's office. We get a form. Say, listing is due by a certain date. That person has the ability to give you a list. If you fail to submit in a certain consequences, the name is published, or all those things are found in that legislation that governs the list. So they have to appeal to the steward, or you could appeal fraudulently or whatever. Who lodges the complaint? is it the Chief Justice, is it a minister, is it Parliament, is it anybody? I mean, surely somebody, in our case, it would be the Registrar of Legal Entities, which is a logical case. Because that's the regulation for it. So, all those things don't seem to really be there. So please look at that stuff and look at the member stuff and see if there are things there that you find useful. It may be that, I mean, the previous draft of the committee, maybe that there's something here, but if there isn't, then look at it. Unless the complaint is against the head of court, in which case, what happens?
Well, then the chairperson cannot refer the complaint. Otherwise,
the chairperson must then deal with it.
Yes,
where do we say that?
What we're doing here is she's giving a dedication power to the chairperson, but then the provider without a dedication power. She can only dedicate it without the complaint. And again, that is only a in the ground on which the complaint may be lost or found, and the manner in which the complaint must be lost, that the findings of an individual or certain statements, specified in nature, and the pattern in which the complaint is made. Now, the ground level containing four, and anyone calling a capacity in the right to the judges and the others to perform the functions of judicial office in accordance with the right standards. Or growth in confidence, or growth in that intervention is section 1A of the Constitution. That is really the ground of which each must be the law of the complaint. Be any willful or gross indecision breach the code of judicial conduct, this is the default, including any failure to comply with the regulation of the Constitution, section 1. Because there's no regulation that says that. I think it's quite correct. Then, what could the exception of falling in office process or receiving anything? who are grasping these conduct other than conduct contemplation that is incompatible with or unbecoming the holding of the meaning of this, including the conduct that is prejudicial to the extent of
possibility.
In fact, any willful or gross negligence, negligence and failure to comply with any remedial step, contemplated in section 17.8, imposed in terms of this act,
that all of this stuff is anything that like teaching the code. So it would suffice to say that any breach of the code. Now the truth of the matter is you may or may not, isn't that so? At this stage you don't know what the code is going to look like. And so it's very difficult to suggest that it's only stuff in the code that will be complaint can only be based on stuff in the code. In any case, one would imagine that a code is not fully comprehensive, which is why we've got a catch all under E. And it may be that eventually the way the code will look will have all kinds of provisions, including the issue of the anti-fascist contravention, including the failure to conduct itself according to any of the preliminary measure that you need to ask you, and so on. And it may even have a catch-all within the code. But at that stage, clearly, all this will be a self and grace. It won't negate, and certainly won't be a legal problem. And clearly at that stage you may want to amend it and so on. But at this stage the principle is important, particularly because we don't have with us, we don't have touch that sort of connection. In any case it's going to be an engagement process and put it on the what's your views on that issue, Mr. Leon? The point has in view?
This is difficult. One of the first early drafts that was released by the department made the complaint one of valuing the way it's unbecoming of each law. It's then been developed and blocked deeper, been added. Now I see that the JC once again, I think their argument boils down to the same thing that should be the special norm. I think all these other details should be there. Whether it should be in the code or not is difficult for me to make any authority statement. I would always feel happier that if the department feels serious about something that goes into legislation. But that would of course also depend. If for example the law that the department is in makes for the import code to be part of the department, then of course it's a case that has to have concern by making sure that the code if it's led to any other company, then it becomes a different level of technology. I hope I'm not confused with you. So in other words, Parliament knows that the legislature is going to frame the code, which then is quite easy to say, okay, we do not need to put all the details in this form. We will put the details in the code.
The real issue is this is going to cause harm.
No, it cannot. Legally, it cannot. I think what the objection is more, and I'm saying this with due respect, but it's more expected in objection. It's not really of its own to just issue off the different. to their submission trip, they can all the power of the government before, and they will be proud. Can the editor become the supervisor of the simply checking that made on the ground of conduct that is inconsistent with or unbecoming the chief of office? Now that may or may not be the case, but one should also bear in mind that it is anticipated by the notice presently most of the complaints against such as the chief of office are clearly not alert to the fact that it is not. But by specifying grounds in what act you can really have a voting filtering mechanism that will prevent those complaints from even troubling the chief justice or the preventive attachment committee. So that's one of the advantages of the thing.
Broader question, so he could hear such a word.
can I be my own fact? Should I be fine with the analysis technique?
Well, I mean, they, on the one hand, argue that the word woeful and gross translation can get catch-all and the ease invokes the wording of criminality.
And more significantly, there's no appeal provided for the requirement by the commission under section 34 of the future law contract. Now, again, one should also look at this thing mechanism is used. It's a further remedy to be used before the matter can be taken in an administrative review by a satisfied party. So it's really, on the one hand, about trust, and on the other hand, giving some protection to the administrative action. Because we must remember that all these in the English policy is really unhappy with it, and it seems that they are looking for a good book.
No, I have no problem with it. I think the concept is probably is right, but that the pure person upon receiving the complaint makes an objection, now makes the court and goes upon the section 16 case, right? Which is your serious possibility of inclusion. So he then says, okay, I have to put this to the committee to consider the charges. So maybe that's what you want to say, that he will table the complaint before the committee for consideration in terms of whatever recommendation, you know, something of that nature. So there's more stylistic and then invite the respondent to respond to the allegation, and that will be obviously also considered by the committee in its deliberation. But again, it looks almost as if there's a two-way communication. Firstly, the chairperson informing the respondent, saying to the respondent, this is what the committee will do. Secondly, you must invite me with the respondent, if you see what I'm saying, rather than developing that process or that thought. Is that I guess what we should be saying is that he is determined, or no, he is proposed. He proposes to submit. Because this response is a bit confusing from the respondent's side. If the respondent responding on his decision to refer the thing to the committee, or is the respondent responding to the substance of the complaint?
Yeah, in the complaint, I said
you
could respond in writing to the allegation.
Yeah. So that's the issue, isn't it? Because you don't want the respondent to now second guess the decision of the chairperson. So I think what you must do is say that he has made it just, or he will refer the matter to the committee first. That the person, the respondent, has got a month to make submission to the committee for the committee consideration. Just so that this thing gels a little bit more. To consider recommending to the Commission, or even better, to consider whether or not it shall be.
Well, I mean, the subject says that the respondent of the Committee will need to consider recommending to the Commission.
Something like that.
Will need. Yes, well, I thought you said it needs to begin. Yeah, and one could connect basically one and two, because two really directs.
Yeah.
Two says the committee must determine the time and the place for the committee to meet in order to consider a recommendation of the former complainant and the respondent taking action, which you might engage with the respondent and the person representation for consideration by the committee.
I think why A is there is first your A. It's because when it's a letter complaint, you don't even reverse to the respondent.
Yeah, but the letter complaints are really useful. She says, I think the way the scheme is designed, she's very loud. The chairperson is satisfied that in the event of a valid complaint being established, so the chairperson doesn't need to apply to the minor satisfaction. The allegation is the judge to comply. And if you accept that it is true, then what will happen? Definitely not something that will be helpful. I think that's a very small test, and other than it will start kicking in the others.
I think just look at how the word is. I think the principle is clear.
There might be a bit of old church. We're very conscious of who has to really be fair to all sides, not to be anything about the other body. But in this case, it might well be. Of course, the committee has to meet in any event. They cannot out outside to change the complex effort, and how many times do you really want to invite the response to that thing to respond to
that? I think what you must do is the chairperson must invite me. Surely the chairperson needs to meet with me. So instead of saying inform the respondent that the committee will meet, the chairperson will convene the committee to consider whether complaint should be made to the committee before the primary session as a matter of first. And then the second way is that the chairperson must invite and inform the respondent of the complaint and invite him. Okay.
I think the very important stuff starts from previous.
Now,
the next question is another problem. Not quite sure. Now, 2 then, is the complaint referred to the committee in terms of subsection 1, that is just above. For 7, 5, C, 3,
because your 1 is after the feedback, inform the respondent, and invite the respondent. There is no real return in terms of subsection 1. Unless you're talking about subsection 1 of 13 or something like that. You were meant to do that when you read it.
Yeah, unless you put a description in 1 as well. Because this is not then really referred to the committee. 7.5C3 already refers to the committee.
Remember, that's where you're lodging of complaints to, isn't that so? Because if you go to 14.2 refers to 15 or 17. So when you deal with a referral to the committee under 16, you're doing it in terms of 14.2.
That is really just a reference to the next clause where the complaint is being investigated by one of the members of the committee, a formal investigation, and then the finding of that investigation is that the committee should actually
Secondly, with the leaf of the chairperson, the treasurer committee after the meeting. isn't that the same written representation as the one that we speak to in 3:1-2?
That's correct. It's only a chart in 1:2. Genesis 3, for the purpose of the meeting with Virtue, in her field committee may request such further information from the complainant or any other person as it is fit. And at the meeting with 13:2, the committee must consider whether the complaint is established or prima facie indicates incapacity, gross incompetence or gross misconduct by the respondent, whereupon the committee may A. dismiss the complaint, B. refer the complaint to the chairperson for investigation in the Virtue. Or recommend to the commission that the complaint should be investigated by process. The committee must inform the complainant, the respondent, and the commission in writing of any decision in section sub-4 and 13:4, and the meeting in section sub-3 must be attended by at least 3 members of the committee.
If
not
for complaint,
should
it be the one issue that they raised in that they're speaking as well? Well, you considered that, and I haven't quite thought of how to deal with that. There are a few options. The one is recommend the dismissal of it, as opposed to actually dismiss. The other one is obviously to dismiss the complaint in terms of the criteria set out for the dismissal, which is your one that we referred to earlier, so 16:2. In other words, we've got two options. The one is to say, look, if it is clear cut, then your chairperson would have dismissed it already instead of 16:2. Right? We are envisaging a different basis for dismissal here. In other words, that they look at the facts and facts as alleged by the complainant don't really amount to much or can't be established or whatever other reason, over and above 16:2. If that is what we envisage, then clearly there is some concern about the basis on which this committee
I have a bit of a problem, and I do think that there's a contradiction in the issue. I think you're referring to paragraph 13, where they're saying that the Constitution doesn't state that it's exercising that function being 177(1)A of the Constitution. Other words, it is for the commission both to contend or to absolve.
Now look, that's particularly when it comes to instituting.
No, but there is a case of the common thing that it's only for them to decide whether it is teachable or not, and whether it is for the function.
The Constitution is
very tight class against arbitrary judgment. And he says that the judge can only be dismissed once there's been a finding of gross misconduct, whatever, by the Judicial Service Commission. And that's the third thing that I think is rather important.
Mm-hmm.
Then the second thing is that the Constitution also specifies in 180 national legislation. discussion makes a widely known decision under any other method, including procedures for dealing with complaints about judicial officers. And the Constitution also says when it deals with the Judicial Service Commission that they will support at least these functions and then such functions as may be entrusted to them in national legislation. Now the way this bill is targeted, especially if a commission seeks a committee of the Judicial Service Commission. And if I think if you want to reconsider that, one might look at it might be very clear and limiting the membership of the appointed committee to the Judicial Service Commission if we foresee that they be properly in the first time. But that could be one way of dealing with the matter. But I'm sure if you suggest that the Judicial Service Commission sitting in Fox must deal with all complaints of judicial
all right, the committee
this one was in the provision
relationship.
So I think that the question that I've arrived whether one should take an appeal against the finding or the recommendation itself, and I think that would be appropriate because it's only a recommendation. So there might well be, if the judge really feels that he is like the judge, that it's never and that might be available, but I think even then the court knows that he would have had this before.
Yes. is what costs for this. I mean, you would hate to have a situation where we don't provide for the investigation. A decision is taken that the person should check themselves into a rehab clinic for 2 months, let's say. And then the person doesn't do it because they say, well, you haven't paid. The state is not paying. There are people who think about it.
Am I not allowed to refer to the fermented grape juice?
Oh, right. You're
More elaborate than it was.
find that somebody has come to this time. Another
way. Yeah,
what is that?
To be serious, I think there is a way to avoid that kind of stress. You can, for example, make a finding that the person has behaved in a manner in general. Without saying it's GPI, I'll tell you for that, but it's very much natural reference. And maybe even semantics. But the objection is clearly to the implication of criminal connotation.
Thank you. living closely.
Yeah, it's not everything to that.
Given the narrowness within which you want to want that option to be exercised. So that's the first thing that you have to keep your mind around. Then assume that the correct interpretation is going to accept, and there is no revelation by the responsible. Then the person must proceed by way of appearing. At the hearing, you have the same powers as your tribunal, etc., and then you make the same kind of findings, except that you could possibly even find impeachment proceedings of that. Now, the question that I have already is, assume that it is an impeachable offense, and the judge is not guilty. In that instance, we don't provide for a referral to the commission for possibility of a tribunal case because we haven't had a hearing. Clearly, that's not.
Otherwise, the respondent may appeal against the condition and the sentence. be at the state of the children tribunal. And 5.2 also doesn't refer to the tribunal.
Well, then that's good. Then what you can do, you will then, when you even draft it, you'll draft it as a little C there. Then you don't make sense to the appeal.
It
doesn't make any sense in any case, because then the commission in any case would have looked at the facts of the matter. Okay, so let's deal with the last. So what is the correct time? The basic time is very fast. When is the correct time?
9:14.
Let's just check the question.
The meeting must constitute paragraph E, attended by at least 3 members of the committee and presided over by the chair. But no member who has made any decision or finding or imposed any review or check that is subject of the appeal may participate in the consideration of the appeal. If any member of the committee is for any reason unable to participate in the consideration of the appeal in terms of the session, and there are not any of the other members available to self-participate in the appeal, the chairperson may, in consultation with the chief justice, appoint any judge as a temporary member of the committee for the purpose of the consideration of such appeal. Very challenging to see the remnants of the change of policy. The chairperson will, in consultation with the chief justice, in the event of the absence of the chairperson to preside in a specific appeal, the chairperson must appoint an acting chairperson from among the members of the committee to preside in that appeal. At the meeting referred to in sub 1, the committee must consider firstly the reasons for the dismissal, or the finding and or remedial assess, or the finding and remedial assess the case may be against which the appeal is brought, as contemplated in 76B.
Problematic is that it would have to be dismissed then an appeal would have to be lodged, and then only could ask that there be a possibility of it becoming a serious matter. Whereas in terms of the actual, let's say, calling for information or you know, getting more complaints, as in your case, the serial offender, in such an instance, you should be able to then convert it into, or refer it to the committee. So, if it's your scenario, then the complaint itself will look in a different way. It's no longer a letter. Yeah, I think we just have to think about how this would work in practice. My sense is that really the problem would be if there's more information. And maybe there you may not even want to answer. Turns out to be a trivial matter.
In the case of an appeal against this matter, a complaint is contemplated in sitting in incident A, and either confirm this matter, two, set aside this matter, and find it as guilty. One or more of the complainants, in respect of which he or she was charged, and make a fine that the judge was sentenced to have in manner which is unbecoming of a judicial officer, and in person of the video tips, 13, 16, 17, 8 on the judge concerned, and in this regard, I just recall that the general counsel of the bar actually drew attention to the fact that in this instance, we've actually forgot to see the word for the term respondent before.
And I think that when we talk about judicial officers, it may not be necessarily associated with the judicial officers. I do recall that in the other commission, I think the it was under the register, so we talked about the register for judicial officers.
Are you suggesting maybe in this instance that the idea that might be unbecoming judge may well be a matter for a judicial officer?
Well, I mean, this legislation is meant to deal with judges. So we have established that judges are judges for life. We cover all of them.
But the point about the standards, that the magistrate does not have a lower standard.
No, so definitely, and clearly the only difference would be that we'll be dealing with a different legislation. The standards would be that. It's just the, I guess the standards is as well.
Actually,
I think more appropriate.
Jim, last year I think they decided this matter and recommend to the commission that the contract should be investigated by the tribunal. So I think you'll see that as far as these appeals are concerned, we're really dealing with all the officers as part of the committee making a decision. Seeing the case of an appeal against the final review of steps, or a final and the review of steps contemplated in 7.7b, they can set aside the decision or confirm the decision or set aside the decision and substitute it with an appropriate decision with or without any amendment of the remedial text. Both applicable. Or C, set aside the decision and recommend to the Commission that the contract should be designated by the tribunal. Five, the committee must in writing inform the complainant and the judge concerned of his decision in terms of number 4 and the reason.
Okay, so tomorrow we will then continue with the next of here, and then also we can start with the if we've got time to the short education. There's that thing. Most of so we will try and get you the support. Keep support for tomorrow at 10.
10
o'clock? No, it's Thursday, Wednesday tomorrow. Okay. Lolly is a cut and we will then. Okay. Lolly, I think you're going to start with the
yellow and the
then don't distribute it until we. We can distribute it to our so tomorrow, 3444, wherever that is, some hole where there's no air. Please stand here. And I start these four for and we start at 10, now we can get the time to start over here. And then we will sit in the afternoon as well and go through the judicial education. This is the confirmation of the time. No, I will do some others, I will ask them about the staff members, which is now the important one.